Ian, welcome and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you very much, fellas. It's because I'm still in the US of A, you've got me a day early, but that's good. I can have two birthdays.
Hey, did that bring back great memories just listening to that then?
Yeah, it did. It was a little distorted because of the difference, but I heard the words at the end. Yeah, it always does. You know, it's a great moment. You guys know what it's all about. You know, those special moments are indelible, and hopefully they remain that way, right?
How many times have you had the video out and just watched the 1991 British Open?
Not that often, to be honest with you. The finale I get to see, especially this year, because it was at Royal Birkdale. I watched a few times, you know, my swing and the final hole and a few things like that, just because it was a special year. And last year, because of the 25th anniversary. But in those years, ensuing years, you know, not that often. Makes me cry.
And you must, people, every time we turn on a golf tournament, from anywhere, really, but particularly from the States, we're hearing your voice in the commentary booth, and you're doing a marvellous job. You're one of the best, if not the best, in the world. You must be living the dream.
Yeah, it's the next best thing, being able to stay involved in the game and stay involved with the players and the tour and all aspects of it. You know, at my age, 57... today and tomorrow. You're right, it is like a dream, really. And I still see myself as a player. I don't see myself as a journalist as much as I do as a player, and I think I'll always be that way.
Mark Leishman has won some big tournaments. He's threatened in some majors. He lost to Justin Thomas in a playoff for the first PGA tournament of the season. Is he a chance to emulate your great feats of perhaps securing a major at some stage?
Yeah, definitely. I love Leish. And, by the way, he's born on the same day as me. I don't know if you knew that.
No, we didn't, but we do now.
He's probably, well, maybe not 24 years younger than me, 25 years younger than me, anyway, 24th of October. He's a very, very nice guy, wonderful player. He's been the best at every level. You know, he was that sort of guy. Rookie of the year when he first went to the States. Challenged in a couple of majors, lost in that playoff at St. Andrews 2 years ago. So, yeah, I definitely think Leish has got a major in him. And I think he'll be a multiple winner on tour and continue on the form that he has showed us this year.
And, you know, I was interested to hear Adam Scott talking about this the other day, about, you know, like we know that his world ranking has fallen. And he attributed that to family and the distraction and his priorities changing. And, I mean, it's probably an obvious thing, but it's a thing that we overlook from time to time with world sportsmen, in particular golfers.
Yeah, and at that age too. He's 37. Just had his second baby. A lot of travel coming back and forth, you know, both the kids born on the Gold Coast at Pindara Hospital and spending time there with Marie this year, spending as much time as possible at home. I mean, it's always difficult if you choose Australia as home and you've got to travel everywhere else in the world in the Northern Hemisphere to compete. That kind of adds to the burden of all the travel. And I think at the end of the year, he'd be sad that he hadn't had a great year on the golf course, but it's been a great year off the course, so he really does have life in a great perspective, I believe.
And so he's climbed the mountain and, you know, he's reached the pinnacle. Does that mean that we may have seen the best of him then?
I hope not, but it may do. You know, it's so many of our really great sportsmen. Look at Patrick Rafter. He seemingly was on top of the world and then said, oh, well, I think I've made enough money. I'll go play some golf up on the Sunshine Coast. You know, so many of our great sportsmen have done that, sort of got to their mid-30s and, or even younger than that, and said, checked out, you know, see you later. I hope that doesn't happen with Adam, because golf's a different sport. You know, you can play until you're 50, and he's very, very fit and strong and capable. But I don't think he's grinding it out perhaps as much now as he was 10 years ago when it really meant more to him.
Hey, Ian, what about Tiger Woods? He's been cleared. He's going to resume full golf duties, we're told. He's only 42 years of age, but he's only played 6 competitive rounds of golf in the past 2 years. Is he any chance of getting back to this, well, approaching the sort of Tiger Woods that we've known in the past?
I would doubt it. I would love to see him come back to play, at least, and get out there with the young guys and, you know, get a chance to play with them. All these young kids that are so good now that grew up, you know, watching Tiger and grew up trying to emulate Tiger, and they never really had a chance to play against him. I don't think he's physically capable of getting back to anywhere near to where he was. And the thing that I'm not sure of is, even if he can play, if he can't play really, really well, I don't think he'll want to play. If a great athlete can't really compete, I don't think the heart will be in it, so I don't think his performances will be as good as perhaps they might. So we all want him to come back and play, but I'd be very doubtful if he came back at any high level.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to watch. Ian, we're coming up to our 7 o'clock news, mate. We thank you for giving us some time this morning. We wish you well on your birthday tomorrow over there. Enjoy it, and look forward to hearing continuing coverage of Golf Around the World.
Gary, thanks, Tim.
Bye, Ian.
Cheers. Thanks very much. Good to be with you guys.
Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.